soon be going back toward the house. But as long as the Lord's in the matter tonight, He'll bless us all together. So you pray for us just for a little bit. We can't, certainly, we're not able to take Brother Jeff's place, and we're just filling in for him. And God can be over there and be over here tonight. He can be over at Utopia where John had to go sing with New Wind tonight. He can be with them just as well. And wherever they meet across the land, my prayer always is, Lord, as they lift their voice and song in prayer and they look into your word tonight, bless them across the land, around the world tonight. As they do that, their souls might be saved tonight. I was praying this afternoon. We got in from church and we'd eat a bite. And I went out and prayed, and Lord laid this on my heart. And I don't know if I've ever preached on it or not. I'm sure maybe I have down for some time in the past, but it come on my heart with two or three scriptures tonight. I'd like to maybe read a verse over in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, and over in about the, I think it's the 19th chapter of St. John and the 17th chapter of Acts, if I'm not wrong tonight, if you want to turn with us. But we desire you pray for us just for a little bit, that we might get over into His hands tonight. I always say, like David did when he's given three choices, to be there 3 months of famine, or 3 months pursued by the enemy, or fall into the hands of the Lord. He chose to fall into the Lord's hands, he said, for His mercies were great. And he is a merciful God tonight. And you pray for us now. It's not our first time being at Welcome Grove, and we're no strangers here, and I've never preached anything strange nowhere that I've ever been. And so they're used to, we'd back in the 80s, and we'd go sing at some place we'd never been in revival or Saturday night singing. I don't know how some folks find out about you and want you to come maybe way off somewhere and never been there. And they'll sit down on you the first time you go, and they won't say amen or nothing till they might the next time you go. So we won't have that problem tonight. So you pray for us, and we'll try to get over into the Lord's hands tonight, and He'll bless us all together. I appreciate Sister Nancy sung a song. Brother Ray, our brother-in-law, used to sing. We'll shake hands, and I'm glad one day we will. I saw him when he left this world, and I'm going to see him in another world one day after a while. Many that I think about songs and scriptures sometime bring people's mind back, or pastors, it's men that's preached messages, and I read across a verse sometimes, and I say, I remember that, and over there at so-and-so, and how the Lord come down that day. But I'll tell you, I'm glad to, one day we're going to shake hands, and no telling really what we'll do. The Bible said in the second verse of the third chapter of the Epistle of John, a lot of folks think they got it figured out just what we're going to do and be. But John said, and this is St. John, the Lord's leaned on the Lord's breast at supper, I believe. And this is John that wrote the epistle, John that was on the island of Patmos, if you'll read. And it's the same John that the Lord gave the scripture to. And he said, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. So therefore, I don't know what it's going to be. I believe that goes back to Thessalonians about the mystery, don't you? Behold, I set before you a mystery. But he said, he did say that, but when he shall appear, the Lord, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And if you've got that hope tonight, you're going to be with the Lord one day after a while. I'm glad of that. I really am. So let me just go ahead and read this tonight. But you could say something about every song tonight, but I want to say this. They're singing about I Want to Lay It Down and Then Go Home, this song was talking about. One Thursday night, we was practicing back in the late 80s, and we was there practicing at True Gospel Church. And I remember where John, and he was about 10 years old, and Brother Ray was standing there, and he got to where the pick in his fingers, the calcium deposits, he couldn't feel his pick, and he'd drop it and wouldn't know it, and he'd be strumming it with his finger. And he told John after practice that night, standing off on this side, and he had tears coming down his eye. I don't know why I thought about this tonight, but when it said, "I want to lay it down," I guess I got to thinking about it. And he told him, he said, "John, I'm going to have to lay my guitar down, and I want you to take yours up." And I know that won't mean to you what it did that night with him standing there crying like a baby, looking down at a little old 10, 11-year-old boy. But I'll tell you, the Lord transferred it over that night and gave to him that he's got tonight. And I give it all back to him tonight. But one, he said, "I'm going to lay it down, and I want you to take it up." Church, one day we're going home, and we're going to lay some things on this side down, but we're going to take up some things. And we're going to, there we are again, don't really know just what we're going to do, but it's going to be all right because we'll be with the Lord. In the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, I don't generally say that much, but I want to read a few verses here in you here. In the 17th chapter of Acts, in verse 22, I'd like to read down just a few verses, and then you pray for us. It said, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious.'" Now, he was talking to these men of Athens. He said, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, and him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." And one more verse, he said, "That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us." And I want you to think about that. Though he be not far from every one of us. And then in Jeremiah, one verse in chapter 23 and verse 23, he said, "Am I God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" Then over in the 19th chapter, St. John, in the 25th verse, now, one verse, he said, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene." You may be seated. I know that might be a lot of reading in different places tonight, and I don't pretend to know what we'll do with it, but I want to say this, church, tonight. I've just got a thought on my heart tonight, maybe above another, and it would be tonight, glory to God, that being close to the Lord, amen, tonight. I know that might sound like, where in the world will you go with that, but that's all the Lord gave me this evening, and I want to try to talk to you just a little bit, and if the Lord let us say anything on it tonight, I'd love to preach on that tonight about being close to the Lord. Now, you bear with us tonight, and we'll do the best we can. I hope I got this turned on right, but if I can get tuned in with him, that's all that really matters to me. Amen. And glory to God. But it's good to be here tonight, and I thought about these verses tonight, and I was praying, and the Lord laid that on my heart, and glory to God tonight. I know the Bible talked a lot about when Paul went to Athens at Mars Hill there, and I know that he told those people the things that he did and said, "Why, you men of Athens," and that's where the people, I guess, some that gave him more trouble than any you'll read about is in Athens, and that's where the Olympics and all these things started that they still talk about, but it dates way back to Athens over there, if you'll study it out. And glory to God, I'll tell you, he said, "I know that you worship. You've got this inscription here, to the unknown God." But he said, "You men are ignorantly worshiping this thing here." But he said, "I want to declare the God of heaven to you." Amen. Glory to God tonight. Preacher, you saying we're ignorantly worshiping? No, brother tonight. tonight. He was just on his way down the hill there, and that's what I wanted to get to tonight. And I thought about him over there, glory to God, there about that. And he said that God set the bounds and habitations of man that's in the world with God and man there together. And he said that if that happily, he said, you might feel after him there, and you might, brother, that means by chance, that happily you might feel after him tonight and find him. He said that he might not be far from any of us, amen. And brother, I'll tell you, he wants to be near us tonight. He certainly does. Glory to God tonight. Brother, and I'll tell you, today I felt near him, glory to God. I believe his sister did, talking about being in service over there where there's a shouting, amen. I believe he felt near him. Glory to God tonight. I'll tell you, I don't have to be in the house of the Lord to feel Brother Tony near him sometimes. I feel him out there, glory to God. I try to stay little as I can that happily I might feel after him, you see. Brother, and he might be near us, amen. I try to be to where, amen, I can feel him like Job did when he went before him, and the hair of his flesh stood still, amen. Brother, that somebody said that's in the old Bible. Yeah, but he's the same God he was over there with Noah as he is today, amen. Yes, he is, amen. Glory to God tonight, I'll tell you what. Brother, we need to stay just as close to him as we can in this life. Brother, I'll tell you, I even thought about, I don't know why I'm thinking of Brother Ray tonight, I guess that song. Brother, then I was reading this and I thought about him again. I know he's gone, amen. Glory to God, been gone a number of years. Brother, but I want to say this tonight. He sung a song that said there, Lord, I want to be near you, brother, near the Lord. And glory to God, I got to thinking about this verse. I said, Lord, I might not be as high as I've ever been or close as I've ever been, but I want to stay close to you, amen. Mary stood near the cross over there. Brother, and she stood with them other Marys over there. Mary Magdalene you'll find over in the Matthew's gospel there, as the Lord rose out of the grave. And brother stood over there and said all hail, as he had done told them to go back, amen, to Galilee, and tell them that I've risen to my God and your God. Brother, but they turned, amen. Didn't recognize him because he had not been glorified. And brother, and they grabbed his feet, amen. Got down, amen, near him over there. And glory be to God again, no doubt. I worship him over there. Brother, I'll tell you, when they found Legion over there, after he had the devils in him, amen. And glory to God, the Bible said they found him. Said and clothed and in his right mind at the feet of Jesus, amen. Glory to God tonight. If you want to get close to him tonight, you go down lowly, amen. Brother, tonight he's a lowly Nazarite. Brother, you go down where he's at, amen. And you'll find him, amen. Jeremiah said, when you search for him with all your heart, it may take a fall, it may take a valley or a dry place, brother, but you go down to where the Lord's feet are, and glory to God, you'll find, amen, peace. You'll be near him, amen, glory to God. You pray and I'll get there in just a little bit. Glory to God, amen. Preacher, ain't you gonna don't change it. Amen. Oh, no, I'm not. Glory to God, because that's what the Lord gave me. I'll tell you what. I'm glad, amen, I can feel near him in a utility building down on my face. Brother, I can feel near him in the church. Amen. Glory to God, I can feel near him when I read his blessed word. And brother, he begins to draw nigh to me. He said, if you'll draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Just resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I want to be found, amen, doing his will. I want be doing that the Lord would have done. Glory to God tonight. Preacher, I'm just not where I ought to be with him. Maybe you're not close as you once was. Amen. Brother, tonight I'll tell you what. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Glory to God tonight. Glory to God and search for him. Amen. With your heart. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I see a man over there one time that looked out the casement of his window, and the Bible said he sought for him who his soul loveth, but he found him not. But he went about the street of the city and said, have you seen him, amen, in whom my soul loveth? And glory to God, the Bible said, brother, that he finally found him, amen, over there, glory to God, and he embraced him and would not let him go, amen. Glory to God tonight. Hebrews said, chapter 11 there, that they saw these promises afar off, but they could not, amen, receive them, but they embraced them, amen. Brother, they stayed with the Lord, amen. They stayed close to him, if you'll have it. Brother, but Mary stood near the cross of the Lord that day. Paul said, he last of all appeared unto me as one born out of due time. Brother, but I'll tell you, he stayed near the Lord. Yeah, preacher, but he was whipped and stoned and shipwrecked. Brother, and he was glad he stayed with him, amen. When those things came, glory to God. You know why that night on the boat, the angel came to him and stood by him. Brother, because he was close to the Lord, amen. Glory to God, you know why. Brother, he got over there and he, brother, I'll tell you, got over there and remembered. Man above 14 years in the Lord, having a desire to go on. Brother, because he went about thinking about the Lord, amen. Brother, I'll tell you, everywhere he went, he declared the whole counsel of God unto him, amen. Brother, tonight I'll tell you what I'd rather be. I'd rather be close to him tonight than anything I know. Brother, Jeremiah was put in a dungeon, but he looked up one day and said, brother, are there any word from the Lord? Glory to God, he was close to the Lord. Brother, that's why his eyes was like rivers of water. Brother, he said in one place, he said, thine eye affecteth thine heart, amen. A lot of folks don't get little anymore. Brother, go down to where the Lord's at. They think he's always up on the mountain. But brother, sometimes he's down lowly in the valley, amen. Brother, waiting on you, glory to God, to come that he might be able to teach you. Brother, there's good things in the valley. I know this ain't a shouting message. Brother, but the Lord can. Brother, lift you back up. I don't know why he gave me this today. And I said, Lord, that'll be hard. But he gave it anyway, amen. Brother, but he'll catch you when you're down there, amen. And he'll pick you up, glory to God. And brother, and he'll dust you back off and let you go again. You think he'll leave you down there to die. Brother, he'll not do it, amen. Glory to God, I'll tell you, stay close to him tonight. Brother, the phone may ring someday. Brother, the news may come to where you'll be glad you're close to him tonight. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, he's not far from any of us. Brother, but he's nigh, amen. He's not a God afar off, but he's a God that's nigh at hand, amen. Brother Wayne used to say, just right there, amen. Glory to God tonight. I'm glad he was close to him tonight. That he preached conviction to my soul, amen, that was dying. I'll tell you what, I needed help that night. Brother, I'll tell you, they sung. Glory to God, amen. Sister Lois probably knows them good. Out of Douglasville there. Brother Ed and Lucille Henson. They sung that night, amen. Glory to God, to a family that was out of God's will. And most of us was lost. And glory to God, they sung, "Near My God to Thee." And brother, even my lost boy, I knew, amen, they, I wasn't near the Lord at all. We'd read the little book. We'd read the little testament in sixth grade. When they let Bible reading go on. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I didn't know what it meant, amen. Brother, I just know it sounded right. Glory to God, but that night, amen, I wasn't near him, amen, where I needed to be. Brother, but I heard the word of God, and I began to give heed to it, and I moved out, amen. Brother, because I was dying. Brother, I knew, amen, I wasn't where I needed to be with him. So I came to him, amen. And brother, he gave me life. And he gave it more abundantly, amen. And brother, I'll tell you what, we're not near our children, amen. We're close to them, glory to God. We love them, amen. We try to be near the church of God. And brother, we try to stay close to the Lord. And brother, me and Nisha tried to stay close to each other. And brother, I'll tell you what, it still works for husbands to love their wives. And the wives love your own husbands. And glory to God, not somebody else's, but your own, amen. And glory to God, keep your eyes, brother, on Jesus. Keep your eyes set on home, and it'll keep you where you need to be with him, amen. Glory to God tonight. He's not far from all of us, brother, tonight. He wants to be close, amen. There's a man visited a church. I was pastored me several years ago. Amen. Brother, and they had a big split or something. Come over there. Him and his wife, we had one of them good services. And he got up and said, "Why, that reminds me of my brother up in Tennessee's church. How we used to have meetings." I wanted to tell him, brother, I'll tell you what, if you just get close to the Lord, amen, you could have it now. I know everybody will be happy over there, brother, but I'll tell you, we can be happy over here. Brother, tonight, if we'll stay close to the Lord tonight, brother, draw nigh to him tonight with a pure heart and with clean hands tonight. Who shall stand, David said, in the holy hill?
heel of the Lord. But he that hath clean hands and a pure heart denied. And glory be to God. The Bible said this. Brother, unto the pure all things are pure. But unto the defiled is nothing pure. Preacher, why ain't I clothes like I once was? I don't know why the Lord give this. But it's between you and him. I'm just about to get rid of it. Brother, tonight. The devil done told me don't preach like that in a pastor way. But I got his mom and grandmama here as witnesses. I'm going to God tonight. I said I wouldn't preach nothing strange and wild. Brother, there ain't nothing strange with God. There's two men in the old Bible offered strange fire to God. And he killed them both. Amen. We're not strange, glory to God. If Jacob was here tonight and we said, Brother Jacob, testify about the way to Padanaram over to take unto thee a wife of thy father's kindred. When you got over there, amen. What was it, Brother Jacob, when the Bible said they was no strange God with thee? What did he really mean? Brother, it wasn't Dagon. It wasn't Cherith or Ashtaroth or Baal. Brother, but it was the true and the living God. Brother, he stayed close to the Lord. Amen tonight. How do you know? Brother, I'll tell you, wasn't mama calling daddy sin. I'll tell you, got over there. I took those stones, amen. And brother, he made an altar that later he laid his head on and slept. And brother, I'll tell you, the Bible said he prayed and the Lord showed him a vision from the earth to glory. How the angels ascended, descend upon the ladders. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you there was no strange God with this man. But he loved the Lord, he certainly did. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you he stayed true when he got over to Laban's house. And brother, he waited and he waited. Brother, tonight, but he stayed with the Lord, amen. He certainly did. And there was no strange God with him. The Bible said God led him, God instructed him, and he kept him as the apple of his eye. Brother, tonight, if you've eaten strange things, amen, and brother, you get up and shake yourself like Samson did as at other times, and all at once. Once nothing happens like it did before. Brother, they may be. You may have been out there with the goats eating briars. Brother, eating strange things. Amen. Brother, but I'll tell you what. The Lord said in Ephesians, we're not strange, but we're a peculiar people. Amen. Zealous of good works. Brother, there, amen, a royal priesthood. Tonight, stay close to the Lord, church, and God will bless you all the days of your life. Sometimes John the man will come and say, boy, we had a good service, this and that happened. And brother, I just say, keep your guards up. And brother, the devil knows you had it too. Brother, just stay close to the Lord, amen. I'll tell you, and God will bless you, amen. There's a group of singers sang a song that says, stay close to the shepherd, amen. They certainly did. And brother, I was in Walmart one night probably 20 years ago. with our on Douglas Boulevard, and Brother Johnny White come in, pastored a church over in Douglasville at the time, and he got over there and our wives, he went doing something, and we were standing there talking. He said, "Brother Jimmy, if God don't, I don't know why I thought of this, but he said, if God don't change my mind in the morning, I'm going to preach on the voice of the shepherd." And tears began to roll down his face. And brother, I knew he had spent some time, amen, with the Lord, amen. Brother, we'll spend time on the internet. We'll spend time at working, amen. But I wonder how much time we spent with a shepherd, amen, walking in the garden, amen. I come to the garden alone, that song said, while the dew's still on the lilies. But it went on to say, he walks with me and he talks with me. He will, if we'll stay close to him, amen. He's not far from any one of us. No, he's not. Glory to God. Brother, and I thought about that 19th chapter with his mother standing there, no doubt with tears in her eyes, having remembered the words that he said, that he'd go like a lamb dumb before the shears. Glory to God, but there stood all of Mary's, and there stood, I believe it was St. John, the Bible don't say, but it said there stood, amen, that beloved disciple, amen, and that's the same word he called him at the supper table over there, when he leaned on his breast at supper, amen. I just kind of believe it might have been old John. Peter leaned on his breast one time too. I believe he seen how close he was getting. I believe he seen the results John got. Glory to God, a man a little rough around the edges. Old Peter leaned on his breast too. Brother, I'll tell you, if you'll lean on him tonight. Glory to God, don't lean on him when you're not strong. Brother, but lean on him. And brother, I'll tell you what. Brother, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but rather lean on him, amen. You know, when you want to lean, amen, that's a good indication. You're not standing up strong as you usually are. Brother, I'll tell you what. You build a wall, amen. That thing go to lean and you got trouble. Brother, but you make it strong. You build it right, amen. John was building a wall in his basement the other day. He said, "Daddy, I'm going to put it on the cement floor." I said, "I got just what you need." And brother, he got that little old 22 caliber driver to set those concrete anchors. And I said, "It'll get them in there and they won't budge." And brother, I'll tell you, you can drive a nail in wood. Brother, I'll tell you, but if he hadn't have done that, it'd have been leaning before long. And brother, tonight, just be anchored in the Lord tonight. Glory to God, be close to him tonight. I hear a song at the end, it says, "And walk just as close as you can." Glory to God, I don't mean to keep being personal tonight. I believe Brother Ray sung that song that said, "Child, child, why do you wander out in the darkness, away from the fold tonight? Friend, there's no good out there. Amen. Out in the world, amen. I don't know why I'm preaching this tonight, but in the world you'll have trouble. Brother, you'll have tribulation. Brother, in the world you're going to find heartache. Yeah, preacher, but they're going with me and helping me do these things. I've got friends in it. Friend, just stay close to the Lord, amen. Let them things things go by tonight. Glory to God, I tell you what, the best we can do, amen, it's his filthy rags, brother, but let's just keep it in the bank with the Lord if you'll have it. Brother, you lay things up, you lay your treasures up. He was talking about them a while ago. Brother, in heaven, glory to God, and not on the earth beneath. And brother, you'll have treasure with the Lord. Glory to God tonight. Stay little before him tonight, and he'll lift you up, amen. He certainly will. But he wants you to stay close to him tonight. He certainly does. Brother, I'll tell you, preacher, what if I have strayed away a little bit? Isaiah 4:11 said, fellowship got a picture. Remind me of this every time I look at it. And got a picture of the Lord with a little old a sheep, a little old lamb in his arms. The Bible said that he'll gently lead those that are with young. And brother, he'll lead them, amen. And he'll give to them what they stand in need of. He will tonight. And glory to God, he'll nurture them. And brother, tonight, I don't know much about natural sheep, but I was reading a little book on them one time, and it said that shepherd to get them, amen, when they've got astray. I don't know how many of you know what bag of lice and cuckleburrs are, but they'll get in their wool, and they'll worry them, and brother, they'll get cut, and they'll bleed, and he'll doctor them up, and he'll keep them over there, brother, because they're getting weak, amen. And brother, by theirself, a sheep's not a fighter, brother, but you let the good shepherd come. Amen. And he'll drive the wolf away. Brother, I'll tell you, he knows where the green pastures are. And he knows where the still waters are. And he knows how to feed them tonight. I know it's been scattered tonight. I'll tell you, I didn't get where I wanted to get. But I don't want to feel like going much further tonight. But I don't know. But friend, I just felt like saying he's not far from any of us tonight. He's certainly not. I could be at my dad's house in about 10 minutes from here. But I can be at my father's house in less time than that if the Spirit would come. Amen. I'll tell you, I live 30 minutes and about 16 miles from him naturally and Lithia Springs. But brother, I'll tell you, I'm not far from the Father tonight. No, sir. Mary, the mother of Jesus, stood by the cross, and I believe it was near to where he was at. She knew, amen, when he was a little feller years ago. She knew what he liked to eat. Yes, she did. She knew, amen, the clothes that he liked to wear. She knew, amen, the shoes he liked to wear. Brother, I'll tell you. And brother, she knew, amen, she saw him grow up in Capernaum as a boy. She saw him when he started listening to the lawyers and astounding them with his knowledge. And brother, she saw him when John baptized him at 30 years old in Jordan River, amen. And he announced his calling to preach and preach 3.5 years. Brother, she stood there, amen. I believe, no doubt, he had his mother's blood in him. I know his seed come from heaven, but brother, I believe with all of my heart he was made flesh and dwelled among us. And brother, I knew he was sent from God, but I believe he did that to prove, amen, he didn't come down, amen, as a cherub or as an angel, but he came down and was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, amen. Christ, the Son of God, tonight. And he wanted each one of us tonight. He said the blood is in it, one blood is for all nations in man that we read a while ago. And he said he's not far from any of us tonight. Preacher, does he love everybody? He certainly does. He wants us to, we know as a church how to stay close together. We know how to, we can go out and have outings. We can go out and sing at revivals and sit here and Brother Jeff preach and feed our soul. The Lord can from heaven. But brother, I'll tell you, let's first stay close to the Lord. And then all these things in its own order will stay close as it ought to be. I don't know why I had to preach that tonight. I'll tell you, I thought about other things, but that's what the Lord left with us. And if they will tonight, I don't know why I got that song on my mind. I believe it's page 410, Near the Cross tonight. If you're not near, I know Mary stood near a physical cross tonight, but if you're not near the cross tonight, if you're not near the Lord tonight, that's what I'm trying to say, friend, you could be tonight. I know a lot of you tonight, a lot of you I don't know that good, but I do know tonight that the Lord wants each one of us to be close to Him tonight. I know when troubles and sicknesses come in some of your families tonight, and you were so glad, I know when that come, that you were within reach of a prayer. You could talk to the Lord by way of praying tonight, and God would look down and help you tonight. I'll tell you tonight, they sang a song, the singer sang a song, said, then you'll be glad you've lived for Jesus when we get home. But brother, I'll tell you, on this side, it is where that it pays great dividends tonight. How many times has your phone rung and said, could you come over and pray with us tonight? How many times, Brother Randy, have they said, pray with us on the phone, we're in trouble tonight. Go to the hospital. Hey, man, I'll tell you, was tonight, if you're close to Him tonight, to where you can get a prayer through to Him tonight, you're pretty close tonight. But stay close to the shepherd tonight. Stay close to the Lord. That's just on my heart and mind tonight. I may need it before the sun rises tomorrow, friend. I may get word. I'll tell you tonight, I thought about, while they played just softly, just for a minute, I thought about it. We've asked prayer here several times for our little grandbaby. And daughter called just a few days, one day last week, and said they did another echocardiogram. And she was about to cry, and she said, Mama, tell, we was at Fellowship's Revival last week, and she said, be sure and tell them thank you for praying tonight. We, about 4 hours from here, and God answered prayer. They took her off all her heart medicine and her stuff to help her gain weight and her milk, and said, we're going to see how it goes. See, she seems to be doing fine on her own. But friend, what they didn't know, she hadn't been on her own. Amen. Amen. There's been some friends, amen, Sister Grace, that's prayed, that's been close to the shepherd tonight. I heard about Brother Dennis's daughter here several weeks ago, and I don't even know their last name. I don't know his wife's name, but I know their faces, coming over here a few times. Saw him at Lowe's in Douglasville getting some material one day, and I was too. We were doing some work, and we talked and just had a good time. But I thought, just as soon as I heard about it, I said, Lord, I don't know her name. I don't know his daughter's name tonight. But Lord, I know you can go to where they're at right now. And Lord, I ain't got my tie on. I ain't got my Sunday shoes on. But Lord, I know you're able to go to where they're at. Amen. And brother, that's what I'm talking about tonight. Brother, just stay to where you can communicate with him. Did you know in the New Testament, one of the writers said, forget not to communicate one to another? And brother, I'll tell you greater than that, if we'll communicate with him and talk to the Lord tonight, we can stay near the cross tonight in case we get that phone call. And say this, and after this, I'm going to let them sing. About 15 years ago or so, is in there in Douglasville getting groceries, and went in, and I'll tell you what, I saw a family, and there's a little boy about 12, 14 years old, had a ball cap on. His hair was gone. I could tell on the sides he had that cap on, probably because of chemotherapy. And his stomach was all swelled out, and it just looked irregular, not right. And they didn't have much, you could tell. And we got in the car just ahead of them, out there, parked close to them. And I'll tell you, the daddy was out there. When they got out, his mom and a bunch of kids was in the store. And when we got out there, daddy was on crutches and the car wouldn't crank. And I had a toolbox in the trunk and I went over there and asked him. I said, sir, I got a few tools if I might could help you get your car started. And he was just kind of short, and he didn't need no help. So I went on, but the burden and the trouble never did leave. I said, Lord, there's something wrong with that little boy. And I don't know this family. I don't know that they're in church or what, where they're from, where they're headed. But I said, Lord, you know where they're at tonight. Amen. More than any of us do. And I said, Lord, just touch that little fella and help that family. There was a struggle there. Brother, I'll tell you tonight. And sometimes we have to dip down low before we'll look up. Certainly do. And old hogs, they'll eat them acorns in that hog lot. I don't know if you've ever been around them or not, but they'll eat them acorns that falls out of them oak trees, and they'll never will look up and see where they're coming from. They'll just lap them up with their tongue. And brother, I'll tell you, we ought to do like the man, the one turned to thank the Lord, amen, for what he did. And he said, go show thyself to the priest. Brother, one out of maybe, what, 10? Turn to thank him. Amen. It's way less than that today. 2 out of 12 got back from Canaan and said, we can take the land. They're giants, all right, but God's on our side. And 10 of them said, there, five-sixths of them, if you'll have it, said, we can't do it. They're giants. Brother, I'll tell you, but if you'll look up, God will help you. Samson didn't have any strength till the Lord gave it to him. Amen. David didn't trust in Saul's armor. He just looked to the one that he had been trusting in all along. He was with him. He was close to him when the lion and the bear come in the sheep, in the fold that night, Brother Randy. And he said, he'll be with me with this giant here in this valley of Elah. He'll be with me. Friend, tonight, if you took your eyes off of him tonight, you need to put them back on him tonight, because it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being tonight, not in the world. I'll tell you, but it's in him tonight, nothing else. While we stand our feet, if you're here tonight and you've got a need in your life, you need to pray tonight. I'll ask you to come. If you've walked in the world or whatever it may be, friend, tonight, and you need to get just a little closer to him tonight, whatever it is tonight, you feel you need to come while they sing tonight, would you come? Amen.